best working man in show business.
They call me the Hound.
WFMU 91.1, Papa Hound here, most exalted daddy on the radio. We got a wild treat for you today. We got the A-Bones here in the studio. They're going to be playing live if we can ever get this set up and spinning a few records and taking phone calls. Right now we have Billy Miller right here now. Say hi, Billy.
What do I say?
Into the mic.
Hi there,
like
everybody.
Yap really loud into that thing. Yeah, so what we're going to do here, we're going to spin a few records, and then we're going to be playing some things from Billy Miller's incredible rock and roll archives, and then take some focus. We're just going to play this by ear. Like last time we had the Runchens on and we screwed it up royally. So this time we're going to make a vain attempt at some kind of professionalism here. So we're going to get right to some music and then we'll be back in about 15 minutes.
Thank you.
chicken shack. As fine as wine, and it's really on the ball. No windows, no doors, it's just a hole in the wall. If you said it was located down by the creek, where you can get a whole lot of good things to eat. All good parts of the chicken once more is a cinch. You can even get the last part of all the fish.
People knocking, but you can't come in. People knocking, but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. You said you love me and you can't come in. You said you love me and you can't come in. You said you love me and you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. You drink a gin and you can't come in. You drink a gin and you can't come in. I'm drinking gin and you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again.
Yeah, Hound here on WFMU with, we got the A-Bones here, and, where is that coming from? Yeah, so, I think we got things under control here in sort of a way. We have the A-Bones all standing around one microphone, because that's all we have left. Say hi, A-Bones.
Hi, A-Bones.
Thank you, guys. And what do we hear? We heard, The Bells by the Dominoes. Keep a Knockin' by Little Richard, that's what's known in the biz as an alternate take. In the background there was Valerie by Jackie and the Starlights. I should have left that on, huh? Shame, Shame, Shame by Smiley Lewis. Yeah, that mic's on. All Night Caledonia by Louis Jordan with Mickey Baker on guitar. All Night Long by Joe Houston. And we're going to do some live music in a while. Let me tell you who the A-Bones are, since you probably haven't heard of them yet. It's Billy Miller and Miriam Linna, formerly of the Zantes, who also edit Kix magazine. Why are there paper plates in the studio? I don't know.
We brought you a nice casserole.
Oh, this is great. The hound's always hungry. We have Mike Lewis, formerly of the Liars. What are you pointing at there, Bruce? The cigarettes. We have Bruce Bennett, who is saving enough money for a pack of cigarettes. And also Mike Lewis, I said of the Liars. Alright, shut up and pay attention. Hound's driving. I'm driving. You guys in the back seat. Yeah, and Billy Miller also edit Kix magazine, which is, tell us a little about Kix magazine in your own words.
Well, talk
into the mic really loud.
10 billion sold mean anything to you?
No, actually, not a thing.
Actually, we've had 4 issues of our rock and roll magazine.
Into the mic.
A lot of the records you'll be hearing today, that will be spinning. There'll be things that you read about in the magazine. And we'll be playing some songs. We'll be having some surprises. There's all kinds of stuff's going to be happening today.
You're going to have to talk even louder than that.
Even louder than that?
Yeah, that's good. Like, yell. Okay. Like Michael Chandler. Like, pretend like you're Chandler for a day.
Okay, I'll lie down on the floor and pretend. No, we got a couple records queued up here that we're going to start out with. You want to spin them now or what? You want to talk a while?
Yeah, what do we got queued up here?
Well, we got Jimmy Stewart, Rock on the Moon. And we got Rick Carty scratching on my screen.
What are you doing there, Miriam?
I'm trying to find a plug.
A plug? There's no electric in this studio. This is all run on... We have our own, like, fertilized power kind of deal on this console. All right, let's hit it one time. We'll be back in a minute.
Rapping on my door. Whoa! Say, man, let's split.
Who's driving?
Not me.
Not me.
What do you mean, not you?
I hope you was enjoying that because that was Vic Dale. Oh, my goodness.
What was that?
It was Jan and Dean before that, you know.
Jan and Arnie.
Excuse me. Oh, my God. Slow this thing down. Well, I think that the hound has some more good things lined up here.
We also heard Scratch on my screen. Jeez, I can't take you guys anywhere.
It's a miracle.
This is Billy and Miriam's like incredibly primitive special effects setup here, which consists of a cassette deck on Miriam's lap.
Easy boy. Easy.
What?
Easy boy. And get that dog out of the studio. It just peed
all
on the
right,
console.
All right. He's gone now.
Okay.
Gone.
We also heard Rick Hardy with Scratch on My Screen and Jimmy Stewart with Rock on the Moon. Well, guys, what do we have next? What do you guys want to do? This is your life,
A
Bones.
We got all kinds of surprises in store. We got a whole bunch of records. Bunch of animals.
We got a bunch of animals.
That's
we
Mike,
got a bunch of records.
He's a little hungry for the casserole. But, we got Hazel Atkins' new album. We're going to debut at 5 o'clock.
That's Hazel Atkins of She Said fame.
What time are we going to play?
7. No, I guess they'll be playing live in about an hour or
about
so.
About an hour.
A little less,
and in between, we'll just be playing all this cool stuff like... What do we got over there?
What do we have over there? Linda Lou by Ray Sharp.
No, it's Monkey's Uncle by Ray Sharp.
Oh, well, I queued up the wrong side.
Yeah, both sides.
You want to hear Linda Lou?
Ray Sharp.
Ray Sharp.
All right, take it down.
You never know what my baby's gonna put down. Everybody always tell me I've got the cutest little girl in town. I'm gonna marry that girl next Saturday night. Take care of her for the rest of my life. From now on my roving days are through. And it's all because of that chick. Linda Lou, Linda Lou, Linda Lou, tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me, what are you gonna do? I had a real bad dream last night, honey. You said, you said, you said, you said that we were through. Well, now, if you ever leave me, you're gonna break my poor heart in two.
Die young.
Live fast.
Die young.
Live fast. Die young.
Live fast. Die young. The code of the runaway teenage girls of today's beat generation. Live fast. Die young. A motion picture as jolting as its title. The Sin Street story of teenage girls on the road. Girls learning to live without conscience, without care.
Yeah. Live fast, sister, because you're a long time dead. Ever roll a drunk for his roll? That's kicks. Ever get pawed in some bee joint? Girls like me got ways to take care of any man trouble, any law trouble.
Live fast, die young. Told through the broken homes, the skid row bars, the penthouse girl traps, the craving for thrills and excitement, and the throbbing music of today's beat generation. See Mary Murphy, Norma Everhart, Sheridan Camerata, Michael Connors in Live Fast, Die Young.
Live fast,
die young.
Live fast,
die young.
Live fast,
die young.
In my gears, and everybody calls me Spark Blue. Yeah, yeah, it's Spark Blue. I'm just looking for some loving, and everybody calls me Spark Blue. Now, I used to have a gal named Sally, and she was sweet as she could be. Well, we had a fight and broke up one night because she couldn't keep up with me. Now, everybody calls me Spark Blue. I'm just looking for some loving, yeah. And everybody call me Spark Blue. Now move it.
just getting started, you see. Now everybody calls me Sparky. Yes, Sparky. I'm just looking for some loving, and everybody calls me Sparky.
Baby, baby, baby.
So the mind. Tell me, baby, tell me what am I to do? Baby, 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 or should I keep on loving you? Well now, whoa, 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 whoa. Tell me, baby, whoa, whoa, whoa. Tell me, baby, whoa, 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 whoa. Tell me what am I to do? Baby, 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 or should I keep right on loving?
Yeah, WFMU Hound here with the A-Bones. Now, class, are you guys going to behave yourself?
It's a good recipe, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have some macaroni and cheese casserole here. We'll be giving away over the air.
Frank and Mac.
When we open up the phones, if anybody's out there. Billy just stole my notebook. What do we hear, Billy?
Oh, that was the first one we heard is Linda Lou. When the Hound played the wrong side of the record, we'll play the other side a little later. And we heard a little commercial message, Spark Plug by the 14s, Moon Twist, and then the last one was Mike Wagner and the Bop.
Yay!
Baby. Mike Wagner, personal hero of the A-Bones.
And a big influence on the Trashmen as well.
Easy people to please here, obviously.
Yeah.
So, why are you on the show? Who are the A-Bones? Tell us all about...
Personal friends of the Hound, what else?
Personal friends of the Hound. This is true. No, these guys are... let's see. Well, Billy, like I said, is the editor of Kix Magazine, a former member of the Xantes. Miriam, the most annoying A-Bone, was also in the Cramps.
Hey,
we got to shut her up.
I made that casserole.
She made the casserole, though, which is why we let her talk so much. And also in the Xantes.
Time's up, Hound.
And time's up for the Hound. Miriam is also the editor of Bad Seed Magazine. Tell us about Bad Seed.
Tell us about that.
Well, it's a magazine. It's for people who enjoy crime, mostly by juvenile delinquents. And
it's like a spectator sport.
Yeah, and I hope everybody enjoys it very much and doesn't take offense about it. And if anybody knows
Miriam,
anybody,
which is the chicken?
Thanks a lot.
How does somebody get a copy of Kix or Bad Seed Magazine? And shut that tape recorder off, please.
You can mail
only 2 hours in a special radio.
For information, you can mail to Box 646. Cooper Station, New York, New York, 10003.
Right, and Kix Magazine, which is a rock and roll magazine, the last issue featured Wanda Jackson, Ronnie Self.
A lot of whose records will be playing.
A lot of whose records will be playing. The last issue of Bad Seed features Charlie Starkweather. I personally like the first one with Carol Schmidt.
Hey, there's going to be an interview with Carol Fugit in issue number 6. No kidding. Fugit.
We're going to have a real killer side from Charlie Starkweather later.
Yeah, Carol Fugit was Charlie Starkweather's girlfriend. They went on a mass murder spree in Nebraska. No, everybody doesn't know that. And shut that tape recorder off before I throw it out the window. What do we have up next here? Let's play some records where these guys can't
Midnight
mess
Express,
around.
The Dawn Beats.
And what's the significance of this piece of crap?
Oh, God, are you kidding me?
Mr. Lomax.
Thank you. 1966, Chung King. Sweet, arrogant, a different breed of chow mein. You see it instantly in its bold new bean sprouts, its crisp, aggressive water chestnuts. Talk about extras. You want bucket bamboo shoots? Power onions? You've got it, mister, in the 1966 Chung King chow mein. Outside, too, you'll notice the revolutionary styling of its round can right away. Wraparound label, more pickup in the two cans taped together. That's standard equipment on this baby. Look at the way she handles. In the bottom can, independent vegetable suspension. And in the top can, where the action is, over 27 cubic inches of succulent Chung King sauce, loaded with high-performance chicken. Step up to the tuned chow mein. The 1966 Chung King. Noodles optional. We'll be right back.
Yeah, Hound here, WFMU 91.1. We're going to let these guys tell you all about what's happened, what we just heard.
All right, the last one, Shafton by the Corvettes. Before that, the Vistas. Moon Relay from Rochester, New York. The same town that the Chesterfield Kings are from. Be playing tonight. And let's see. Buddy Lee and the Satellites with Countdown played partially at the wrong speed. And Midnight Express by the Dawn Beats at the top. And
what's this underneath us here?
What are we hearing?
We have this like flamingo song that you want to hear underneath
Flamingo
us talking.
Express, yeah.
Well, what is it?
Squeeze it in. We played one song too slow. One while we're talking to catch up.
Yeah, this is true. That's the Royal Tones with Flamingo Express. So, you guys are playing at Folk City Wednesday night with the
Wednesday
Liars.
Wednesday the 19th, with the Liars and the Ben Vaughn Combo.
And the Ben Vaughn Combo. Howlin' gives this one a thumbs up.
Yeah.
We have the sound effects tape back again.
We were originally going to be playing tonight with the Chesterfield Kings, which was actually, when you asked before, why are we here? It was to promote that show.
Oh, well, they couldn't get their hair straightened in time.
Things being as they may, it's still worth it going down there. Oh, thanks.
We're going to open up the phone lines in a little while. If the number here is area code 201-266-7900 or 7901 or 7902. Ooh. Okay, so coming up next,
we got another record we want to play, but then we got a couple of songs from our upcoming record, Tempo Tantrum by the A-Bones.
Tempo Tantrum by the A-Bones.
And it's going to be a 4-song EP if we ever get around to taking the cover photos.
It's on Deutsch EP.
But, yeah, it's coming out in Germany first, and then, you know, Columbia and Warner Brothers can fight over it. But first, we want to bring Mike Lewis up here, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Lewis.
Yeah, Mike Lewis.
Seeing as we're such a political band, I want to introduce one of our personal favorites that expresses our political philosophy.
Political falafels.
Those political falafels sure are good. This one's by Robbie John and the 17s.
You read very well, Mike.
And what's it called?
What's it called?
It's called The Revolution.
It's called The Revolution.
Number 9.
We're going to send this
one
out to Prince.
Yeah! Should we start a revolution?
Yeah!
Or should we leave things like they are?
Yeah!
Are you tired of being treated like a child? Of course a few kids go wild. To quote an article, too many broken homes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know a few of us act tough, because we're not loved enough. I know they've got a lot to do, but how much time do they spend with you?
And I met Pat, my dungaree dog.
saw my ball. Molly adored me, and then I knew that my dad, she was an itchy chick. And then we got the bug. Got the itch. Got the bug, got the itch, and I'm really in a big center. Gotta keep it moving, boy. When the clock struck one, we were going strong. From about two, well, the band was gone. Train started spinning, and I guess you know, there's 2 weeks to hear the rooster crow. Got the bug, got the itch, got the bug, got the itch, and I'm really in a big center. I gotta keep it moving, boy. Hey, boy!
Dead. Got a great body, legs won't stand. Singing and rocking in the
WFMU Hound here, 91.1 on your FM dial. Okay, what do we hear? We heard Curly Jim with Rock and Roll Itch, Freddie and the Ravens with Big Itch, Carl Cherry, The Itch, Sonny Burgess, Itchy, Ray Sharp, Monkey's Uncle. That's Billy Miller getting conceptual on the subject of fleas. Okay, what's supposed to happen here is that the A-Bones are going to play a few songs live in the studio. If they're already here, why don't you guys see what we got here.
Once upon a time there was an engineer. Choo-choo Charlie was his name we hear. Had an engine and he sure had fun. Put in plenty, gonna make it free. Charlie said,
I love my golden plenty.
Charlie said,
it really rings a bell.
Charlie said,
love my golden plenty.
Run? Oh, wait. Oh, forget it. Oh, go ahead.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead, Flanchard.
There he goes.
Well, I got a little hydroplane. Flanchard's was a given name. Silver color and 32. She turned out to be untrue. Well, with on good motor, I did fine. Left the other folks behind. Silver color and 32. She turned out to be untrue. Well, I raced her on the Mississippi. Threw me in a drink. Didn't have a safety belt. Thought that I would sink. That's the end of my sweet hydroplane. Flyfish was her given name. Silver color and pretty too. She turned out to be untrue. Yo!
A flash is great.
But I would sing.
That's the end of my sweet hydroplane. Flyfish was her given name. Silver color and pretty too. She turned out to be untrue.
Yeah.
You want to do it?
Yeah, what was that, guys?
You want to do one? Well,
yeah, what did we
Mumbo
just hear?
Mumbo Jumbo or Gonna Be Love? Gonna Be Love. Let's let Miriam sing one.
I
go in there and rap with the Hound.
Oh, well, what's this next one we're going to hear?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. We're on the air.
Are we on?
Are you guys pros or what?
Miriam Lynn, everyone. All right. You all tuned up? Ready to go?
Yeah.
All right.
Remember those camps, Mike.
What you gonna do?
I must be dreaming. Ready? I must be dreaming.
Ready?
Ready?
Oh, 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 oh.
Woo!
Oh, 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 oh.
Boy, I think that was distorted enough. That was the A-Bones playing live in our primitive, what we'd call a studio here with the egg crates and everything.
Some setup, Hound.
You like that?
That is some setup you have in there.
You like that? That's state of the art.
That is state of the art. Cardboard boxes.
Yeah, boy, that's
a Mr. Mike microphone. That's really something, Hound.
A Mr. Mike microphone.
This is a dog's house. Just like
Dr. Mike.
In the pound with the hound, you got the sound.
Yeah, okay, we're going to spin a few records, and then we're going to come back. We're going to open up the phones for the A-Bones. The number here is 201-266-7900.
I tell you I'm hip, hip, hip. Why don't you mind your own business?
business. Close your lip, lip, lip. I know when my girl give me the slip, slip, slip. I said the rim, the leaking red's going on my head. Give it a try. Well, I cried so hard. Tears flowing on my bed. On the floor, on the rug, on the wall. Yeah, you get slip, slip. Oh, yeah, slip. Oh, yeah, slip. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is Radio Hound here on WFMU 91.1. What we're going to try and do here is open up the phone lines for the A-Bones. There goes that effects tape again. Oh, you know what? That's John Ains riding his motorcycle through the studio. We'd like to thank our road manager for today, John Ains of the Dale Lloyd's crew.
Good man.
For taking us all out here and everything. So, okay, guys, it's 201-266-7900. Where are all
hey,
these A-Bones fans? Excuse me?
That record. You want to give away a record?
Oh, yeah, we're going to give away a record. Okay, here's the contest. We have a copy of Rockin' Rochester by The Temptists. A fine, fine record. We're going to give away to the first person
look,
who tells
say,
us...
give it away, and look, the thing lights
yeah,
up.
Yeah, as soon as it says give it away, the phone's lit up.
We're going to be giving away my socks I wore yesterday. Wow, look at them go.
They're nice. They're really
okay,
really
and what we're
nice.
Going to do here is we're going to give away the first person who can tell us what A-Bones, the A in A-Bones stands for without using a dirty word. If you use a dirty word, we're going to trace the call, we're going to come to your house, and it's all over.
Should I put this on?
If you want to, let's take a phone call here. Who might this be?
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
This is the president of Hazel Atkins Fan Club. When are we going to hear the new album? It's long overdue.
Gee, when are we going to hear the new Hazel Atkins album? You know what happened? Billy Miller took all the money that Columbia Records got him and got it pressed, and he bought like more 45s with it. But he tells me it's forthcoming.
I can't hear this.
You can't hear it at all?
No.
He wants to know when the new Hazel Atkins
record
is coming.
It'll
be out the president
probably
of the Hazel
February
Atkins Fan Club.
25th we'll be putting it out. We're going to debut it here. We're going
to
play a couple cuts.
Is it dedicated to
in a little while.
Or what?
Real soon. Within the next half hour.
Hello?
Yeah.
Dedicated to Bela Lugosi or what?
Is it dedicated to Bela Lugosi?
Is it that?
I don't know. Is it dedicated to Bela Lugosi? Well, there's your answer right there.
Bella, we can't understand you. Come on.
We can't
get away.
Yeah, basically, yeah, these guys.
Hello.
Yeah.
Only the hound can hear. It's a special frequency only.
Yeah, we have another set of headphones here, but somehow we're not getting a signal through those.
Hey, don't air dirty laundry over the radio.
Talk some more.
This is Mr. D'Amato from Ozone Park, and please get some better equipment in that studio.
Yeah, this is really a mess in here. Okay, talk to you later. What we're going to do now is we're going to go to another record and try and figure out this phone situation.
Like you, they call me a hood. You slander my name to where it's far from good. Yeah, I think it's a pity and a crying shame. But I've done wrong, so I'll take the blame. You think this life is easy for me? Then listen, listen to my story. When I was just a little punk, out of the town, biggest skunk, I got bigger than the rest. And became a bigger mess. Later on, I led a mob and became a bigger slob. We stole candy, cigars, gum. We was mud and the luck was dumb. I'm a little JD. AJ stands for Juvenile. D stands for Delusion. I'm a little JD. Listen to my story. Sack. We rode around till we piled it up. We thought we were living it up. We slept all day, prowled all night, roaming the streets, looking for fights, stealing, gambling, drinking brew. Just wasn't much we wouldn't do, cause we're all JD. JD stands for juvenile. Listen to my story. We rubbed the joint just out of town. And that's when they ran us down. They locked us in the day before. Locked in one of their commodores. So play it cool, take a fool's advice. Cause where I am, it's showing nice. If you think you're smart, think it tough, you'll wind up where it's really rough, where there's all JDs. AJ stands for juvenile. D stands for delinquent. I'm a little JD. You've heard my story.
They call her Shanty Tramp. Who is she? Where did she come from? How did she get the name of Shanty Tramp? Meet her friends, booted, buckled, and revved for action. Burning the highways with terror, always one step ahead of the fuzz, are the friends of Shanty Tramp. This unusual and abnormal motion picture makes those Swedish movies look like a Sunday school show. From the swamp-infested backwoods of Georgia comes the story of a lust-loving tramp. Born broke, she found a way to make money. She loved them all. That's Shanty Tramp. Teenagers will not be permitted to see Shanty Tramp without the written permission of their parents. Special uniform police will supervise admissions.
Oh, man, I think I'll just bug out of this party. It sure turned out to be a dud. Just get the fuzz on our tail. You just watch me ditch him on this next corner. Good evening, officer. I mean, officer. Oh. What's that you say? Ramp up a little fuzz?
Seven suicide gang members overpowered a 16-year-old lad and dragged him into the alley. They beat his face into a pulp, murdered him, then took a 9-inch switchblade and cut his heart out for a souvenir. The police found him dead with a huge cavity cut into his chest. A group of teenage gang members steal into a mortuary and drag away a corpse in the middle of the night. They lay it on the table in the hideout and proceed to cut the body into pieces, just to see how it was put together. Two teenage boys beat up an 87-year-old man, kill him, for no other reason than his being too feeble to get out of their way in time. Thousands of teenagers rumbling, jitterbugging, bopping, indulging in promiscuous sex, crime, and delinquency. Thousands of teenagers rocking, rolling, twisting, smoking, drinking, cursing, carousing, sniffing glue to get high, drinking cough syrup for a kick, smoking marijuana for a thrill, shooting heroin into the veins to live it up.
More.
11 and 12-year-old girls staggering down the street at 2 o'clock in the morning,
so
dead
what?
Drunk.
Yeah?
Teenage girls selling their bodies for pennies.
Where? Good. Where?
Teenage boys that are turning into homosexuals, bisexuals, and multisexuals.
Ooh.
Teenage boys laying on rooftops vomiting.
All right.
Shaking from head to foot.
Todd, is that you?
And convulsing.
Todd?
Too sick to work an angle to get money for drugs and torn by the agony of a lifetime habit. A generation of pleasure lovers who spend all their pre-adult lives in a constant pursuit of thrills, sensations, and strange flesh.
My tender young ears can't take too much more of this. What the hell was that, Miriam?
Well, that was David Wilkerson, the gang preacher. Probably my favorite evangelist of all time. In fact, I read my Bible every day, and David Wilkerson tells me what to read, you know? I mean, it's like one verse a day. But back in Christian times, when religion was in the schools where it belongs, well, everybody was like forced to read this paperback that was passed out for free called The Cross and the Switchblade, and we all thought it was really square. But like, if you want to find a good book, go into any junk store, and I guarantee you're going to find a copy of it.
Where's
and you'll really enjoy reading it. But anyway, David Wilkerson like read this article, came to New York City, saved a whole bunch of bummy type kids, turned them to the Lord, and opened like a drug abuse council. And he's in Brooklyn. I mean, his center's in Brooklyn. He's in Texas. But at any rate,
well, I think that's
Brooklyn.
Really nice of him.
At any rate, before that, we listened to Glass Pack by Chuck Daniels and Ballad of a Jade Deep by Phil Johns, a real classic. Some people say that is David Wilkerson as a youth. Rumble Rock by Kip Tyler, everybody's favorite, and Drip Drop by Dion.
Right, so what we're going to do here, we're going to forget about the phones because this phone thing doesn't work. We do have a special surprise for you that has to do with the phone. We'll be having a few celebrity kind of call type things here. But in the meantime, we're going to play for you because we are going to get to that new Hazel Atkins record after this next cut. We have Wayne Williams with the Red Hot Mama coming up, and then we're going to get... The reason why we're playing this Hazel Atkins thing we never told you is that in addition to his many other concerns, Billy is also the president of the Norton and Cramden family of labels.
Sheesh.
And they have a Hazel Atkins LP. What is that called?
Out to Hunch.
Out to Hunch, a Hazel Atkins LP and a four-song EP.
Hayes' House Party.
Hayes' House Party, which will be coming out next week.
Stop using Thou Thou Cheese as a weapon.
Stop using... What does that mean?
Never mind.
Get with it, baby. Come on.
Get with it. Okay, so we're going to do that. Then we're going to
play
this.
Born in West VA, he was
born. Well, I got a girl, is so sweet. A real pretty face and a bobbing and beat down. Not too young, not too old. When she's hot, she's hot. Oh, look what I got, a red hot mama. Look what I got, a red hot mama. Red hot mama likes to rock and roll. Well, now when I take her on to the floor, she just turns towards the bar, towards the door. Open the door and pull me out.
and kisses with a lip so wide. Look what I got, red hot moan. Look what I got, red hot moan. Red hot moan, lots to rock and roll. Hey, boy, whoa, now, look what I got, red hot moan. Look what I got, a red hot moan. Red hot moan, lots to rock and roll. I'm on the phone till the telephone rings. She says, listen here, boy, let me tell you something. We've been going together long enough. We don't get mad, it's gonna get rough now. Look what I got, a red hot mama. Look what I got, a red hot mama. Red hot mama who likes to rock and roll.
Yeah, I need an answer.
Why don't you open up, honey? It's me, your lover boy, yeah. Knocking. Why don't you listen to me, sugar, all the cats that are high school rockin'? Honey, get your bobby shoes, for the jukebox blows a fuse. Everybody hoppin', everybody bobbin', bobbin' at the high school pop. Would you just jumpin' at the high school pop? Would you just shakin' at the high school pop? Would you just movin' at the high school pop? Well, now everybody hoppin', everybody bobbin', bobbin' at the high school pop. Rock it off tonight. Ooh, come on, little sugar, let you shake it off tonight. Well, my heart a beat a rhythm and my soul keep a singing the blues. Pop, popping at the high school pop. Would you jumping at a high school pop? Would you some moving at the high school pop? Well, shake it at the high school pop. Well, there everybody hugging, everybody rocking, touching at the high school pop. Now let's roll. Everybody bobbing, everybody.
rocking in a tree top all the day long. Rocking in a bobbin in a singing strong. Rock a robber. Go rock a robber, brother, really gonna rock tonight. All over the bird, no neighbor see. Yeah, rock a go tree to tree, tree, rock a robber. Go rock a robber, brother, really gonna rock tonight.
With me. He jumped up out of bed, pulled his hand down in the eye, looked at me like a guy in Canada commodity meat. He said,
WFMU. Okay, who's this on the phone here? Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
No, not yet.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
This is Jim or Billy?
This is Jim. This is Hazel Atkins here?
Yeah, that's me, yeah.
Okay, this is WFMU 91.1, and we just heard Hazel Atkins singing She Said, Rockin' Robin, Can't Help But Blues, and High School Confidential. And you're calling from where? West Virginia. Well, thanks for calling. And tell us a little about these recordings we just heard.
Well, what would you want to know? I mean, you know.
Well, tell us about She Said, which seems to be a big favorite of our listeners. I got a lot of requests for that. How did that original come about?
Well, you mean how come and write it? It was the way some of the girls danced back here, you know, in this part of the country and everything. And they give me the idea, you know, of writing it. Well, one time a girl I took out, she really gave me the idea, you know, of how, that's what I wrote it from, you know, way she carried on and this and that, you know.
Well, that is truly, like, one of the more amazing records I've ever heard in my life. So how did you come about with this, with the Hazel Atkins sound? I mean, you sound like nobody else in the history of music. I mean, it's truly unbelievable. Like, it's so wild. Is this, like, something you thought about, or just, have you always sounded like this?
I can't always hear you there, Jim.
Oh, I'm sorry, 'cause I'm trying to, like, keep the feedback down on the mic here. Can you hear me now?
Not too good.
How about this? How's that?
Yeah, I can, yeah, pretty good now.
Okay, so, gee. So this record is called, are you going to be playing in New York at all?
You what now?
Are you going to be playing in New York at all to promote your new record?
Oh, yeah. I hope so, yeah. Yeah, I'll be doing some shows up there, yeah.
Okay, we're going to, oh, you go, and you're going to Europe, Billy tells me.
Yeah, I'm supposed to go over the 31st of March.
Okay, we're going to put Billy on here to talk to you for a little bit. Hold on.
Okay.
Put the headphones on there and talk into it. Hazel.
Yeah.
How you doing there?
Pretty good. How are you, Billy?
All right. We're playing your record up here on the radio and everything.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's good, buddy. How are they doing? All right?
Oh, yeah. Everything's going cool.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we on the air now or are you getting ready to go?
Oh, yeah. We've been on. We're on the air right now.
Are we?
Yeah. You want to say hi to everybody?
Yeah. Hello to everybody out there. And I appreciate you listening to the radio station and hope you keep a listen.
All right.
And call in and let them know what you think of my songs that they're playing.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Hazel. I mean, Hazel, they call me, so I'll go for that. Haggins.
Yeah. All right, Hazel. Okay, so that's it then.
Okay.
Thanks a lot for calling.
Okay.
And I'll be in touch. I'll call you later, okay?
Okay, I'll call me back. Let me know how everything went for sure.
Okay. Hey, why don't you just hang on? I'll talk to you off the air.
Okay, then.
Okay, hang on a second.
Okay.
Come on, baby, don't you be late. I want your head, I want it tonight. Cut your head off a high-fast eight. Have it on my wall, but a high-fast pin. Yeah, come on home, baby, I want that head. Come on home, baby, I want that head. I want your head to hang on my wall tonight. Now, honey, don't you be afraid, 'cause I'm gonna cut your head off about a half past eight. Just like I said, I'm gonna cut your head off. You can eat no more hot dogs.
This is WFP. We're going to try and get this Hazel Atkins call back on the air. That's Hazel Atkins, world famous recording star. Go ahead, Miriam.
Okay. Hazel.
Yeah.
You hear me? You hearing me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you good, yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, a lot of folks have been asking about the words to some of these songs. You know, like you got the song about No More Hot Dogs.
Yeah.
That's a real favorite. Can you, like, explain a little bit about that song? Like, we just made a hot dog casserole here in your honor, and we really enjoy hot dogs a lot.
Well, how come we could write that?
Yeah, how did
me and this guy took a couple girls out, and when they used to have a drive-in, you know, restaurant where you eat at and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And about every time he would take a girl out, she was always, you know, wanting a hot dog.
Yeah.
And I always would maybe be in the back seat, me and my girlfriend, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I took a notice to it, because about everybody he took, you know.
Uh-huh.
And one time he took his, girl out, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, he asked her what she wanted. She, you know, said, well, I don't know, hot dog or so, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he turned around and told him, it was funny. That's how I come to write the song. He turned around and told him, mm-hmm. He said, well, if a place waiting for me to come and take you out, why did you eat before you left home? That's how I come to write the song. It is the truth.
Oh, that's great. That's really good. How about those songs about Don't Be Late or I'm going to Cut Your Head Off and Hang It on My Wall? That's a real favorite around here, too. Can you explain that?
I watched the kids and stuff, you know, how they're carrying on. I used to go on with some of them songs a little bit before I really wrote them, you know,
mm-hmm.
and see what they thought, and they liked them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them scared them, you know, real small kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kept on fooling with them, and finally, you know, I just recorded them. I mean, you know, I see that somebody would like them, so I just took off, you know, and made them up and recorded them.
Because some of those are really scary, where you're talking in the low voice and you're saying, hey,
yeah.
It's really scary, but it's great. Really fantastic.
Yeah, and I think that I Need Your Head is the best one, both of them.
I love it. And people here love it, too.
They do?
Yeah, we're going to be playing it. I think they've got it queued up right here, so I think people are going to be needing your head. Hold on just a second, Hazel.
Okay.
Spin it, Jim. Oops, I mean Hal.
This is WFMU 91.1. And let's see, everyone's probably wondering what's going on here. That was, we heard five songs in a row by Hazel Atkins of West Virginia, who's like one man band, one of the great, great undiscovered musicians. And Billy Miller of the A-Bones will be putting out a Hazel Atkins album and an EP, which will be coming out the 23rd of this month. That was Hazel himself calling in over the phone from West Virginia. Our phone setup here is so funky, we just kind of have to pass around the phone and the headphones until we figure out what's going on. Or maybe in the marathon we'll make some money and buy a new one. What we heard, that last one, was I Need Your Head, which was at the correct speed. Heard No More Hot Dogs, She Said, Rockin' Robin, Can't Help But Blues, High School Confidential. And we have queued up next one more by Hazel Atkins, King of Rock and Roll. This is from 1983, an unreleased tape called Do the Hot Pants With Me.
Come on and do the hot thing for me. Come on, come on, come on and
best things in life are free.
In 1957, Crazy Mama and her rock and roll rebels were wanted for bigamy, robbery, assaulting an officer, and 69 violations of the traffic code. Crazy Mama, cruising America in 57, she shot her way to rock and roll heaven. Oscar winner Cloris Leachman is Crazy Mama. She's number one with a gun. Rated PG parental guidance.